The British are in for a bit of a surprise from our EU masters of the universe and everything. Bureaucrats, not quite I'm never quite sure what a bureaucrat is in relation to the EU. Who are these people, for goodness sake? Anyway, they want officials to be able to travel to the UK by first class, I presume, and immediately assume the powers of our police. Interesting. Does that mean that they're able to get hold of every single armoured policeman and send them to the north of England at a whim? I hope not. Anyway, they would be able to order undercover spying missions. They can demand, or will be able to, demand DNA. This is the European people. And even pursue people for crimes which are not crimes in the UK, such as criminal defamation. Good Lord, I hope this isn't true. It sounds too spine-chillingly horrible to contemplate. I'm choking on my cup of tea here. Other EU countries could demand the personal details of plane loads. Is it plane loads or planes load? Can we get a grammar expert in here on this one, Pilar, please? Of holiday makers, well, America already, although it's illegal, America already asks all airlines, if you fly into America, your details are given to the American authorities before you fly. It's illegal, according to the EU, but it happens anyway, so I suppose we're used to that. And, you know, what's an illegal invasion of Iraq here and there? So we're sort of used to laws being broken, but this sounds pretty awful, I have to say. The countries demanding the new powers on behalf of the European Union include ex-Eastern Bloc states Bulgaria, Estonia, whatever that is, and Slovenia. Slovenia, isn't that a baddie from Doctor Who? Sounds like the one that farts all the time. Not too sure. Tory MPs are putting pressure on the coalition to reject the new regime outright. But astonishingly, it says here, allegedly, the pro-European Lib Dems. What? Are they really pro-European? One would never have guessed it, Pilar, would they? They are understood to be keen to sign up to the directive. A decision will be taken in the next 2 weeks, with Fur Trials International leading demands for Britain to opt out. Tory MP Dominic Raab, who raised his concerns in the Commons only yesterday, said Britain should not opt into this half-baked measure. Half, I wouldn't even say, it's a tenth or a twentieth baked measure, quite frankly. It would allow European police to order British officers to... Well, I thought they could do that anyway with the European Union. They can do whatever they want, can't they? It would force our police to hand over personal information. Well, let's face it, the British police have more information on its citizens than any nation on the planet, even if they are not suspects, and the conduct... See, this is why I opted out of the NHS thing, you know, where you can put all your personal details on the internet. Oh yeah, why not? Let any Tom, Dick or Harry have a good look at my medical notes. Oh God, this is awful. I'm going to cry. Okay, let's calm down. It hasn't happened yet. It may happen. We have 2 weeks to do something about it. If you think this is absolutely ridiculous and the worst threat to our democracy ever, allowing European police, I suppose, to come over to Britain and rifle through our personal details and arrest us and sort of extradite us to Slovenia because... We broke a law which isn't a law over here, but it is in Slovenia, if you get what I'm saying, then you need to write to David Cameron and express your thoughts.